understand why some of these things may be present. In the end, the reward lies in the sunnah itself, and that's why we do things, but it's just one way of thinking about it. Now, once an individual has made wudu, then the next thing they should do is they should offer 2 rak'ah salah before they go to bed. And ideally, after that 2 rak'ah salah, they should make some dua, and they should make a little bit of muraqabah, a little bit of dhikr. Because that just ties you in to, again, connecting yourself to Allah before you go to bed. Now after that, then the individual should lie down, and when they lie down, they should make the dua of sleep. Okay? There's du'as that the Prophet ﷺ taught us concerning sleep, and those should be made. Then the individual should, before they lie down, one of the most important things is that you have to actively participate in wanting to wake up. You don't just lie down and say, oh, I had such an exhausting day, inshallah, I'll get up. That's not going to work. That's not enough effort. You have to literally, this is what you have to program yourself to do. You have to literally walk over to the place where you have your prayer timetable in your house. You have to take your finger, look at the day, look at the time, and run your finger and find the exact time of the prayer. So you have to say, okay, run my finger here. Isha, the Fajr prayer is going to be at 4:52 tomorrow morning. Then you take your eyes after you focused on that, and you go and you look at the clock, and you tell yourself what time it is right now. And that's because your mind has this internal clock which will wake you up. It's stronger than any other clock that exists. It's better than any alarm clock. But you have to standardize it. You have to standardize your mind at that time. So when you go up to the timetable and you look at the timetable and you say, okay, 4:52 is going to be the Fajr Jama'ah, then you take your eyes and you look at the clock and say, okay, right now it's 10:59. Now you've standardized your clock against what you're trying to do the next day. And that will be very beneficial in helping you to wake up. All right. Now once you've done that and you've made this conscious effort, then you have to go and set the alarm clock. All right. You have to do everything you can. You have to tie your camel before you take the waqul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you go and you set it. Now you can't say, okay, 4:52 is the prayer and I want to get to the masjid for the prayer, so let me set my alarm for 4:50. That's not going to work. You have to set it 20 minutes before. Okay? And then, if you have possible, have a second alarm clock that's set 2 minutes after that. Because it's easy to get up and hit snooze on that one. When the second one goes off, you're at least hit when you're a little bit awake. So you should always have a backup. SubhanAllah, people who take the exams, you know, these LSATs, MCATs, all these things, they go to bed, they freak out. What if I don't wake up tomorrow? And they pop up out of bed 5 times in the middle of the night, and the moment the alarm clock goes off, they are up and just out of bed. Right? So what's more important? I mean, if you missed your MCAT, there's no hellfire hole that's going to be dug. That's just the reality. But if you miss one salah, according to the hadith, there's that huge pit that's going to be dug. So we need to be very, very, sometimes our whole bearings are just completely off. Our whole lives need to be standardized, actually, because we have no clue sometimes what's important, what's not important. We've totally flipped everything upside down. So we have to be very, very particular about this. And that is that you have to go and set the clock, and if you need a backup clock, you need to set the backup clock. All right, now, you do this, and then your spouse does this. Both individuals do this. So now you've not only backed yourself up, but then you've backed up the entire process with a second person. And if that doesn't work, okay, so those two people should be able to back each other up. And if that doesn't work, then you need to create a third backup. So you need to tell your friend, right, that, okay, you do the same thing. And you call my house and you wake me up. And I'll tell you,